Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi, Sukkah, daf Yud Zayin, and we are in Lulav HaGazal. A lot to talk about. Let's go to where we are up to. We spoke about the difference. We're in the Mishnah of Lulav. We know we have the Mishnah of each of the four Mishnahs, Lulav Hadas, Arava, and Esrog. So we're in the middle of the discussion of Lulav. We're on the top of Tezayin. Amud Aleph in the Ozahadar as we continue. Rishimim Bar Abba, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. Keni Masnisa, when the Mishnah says that the length of the lulav, kedelananeya, so the carbonated gears is ukedelananeya bokasher, as we described it in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is giving a shear of not to shake, but long enough and to shake, which means that the lulav has to be one tefach longer than the hadasim and the aravas, in order to be able to shake it. That's how the Karban Eid explains it. Shebelulav shlosha lamato bitocha eged kamo adas larava v'od tefach lamala k'delananei abo. Tani, and the Brisa even says that. Back to the Gemara, hadas larava shlosha v'lulav arba. Hadas larava have to be three tefachim long and lulav arba. Tani be'emes ba'amas chamisha divrei bitar. For instance, now the Brisa quotes that there is a machlokas. Which amas are we talking about? We know there. Which tefachim are we talking about? There's an amma that's made up of five tfachim, and there's an amma that's made up of six tfachim. And the Mishnayos and Kalim talk about this. So the one that has five tfachim, obviously the tfachim are longer, so are bigger. So Ba'amas Chamisha Devi Rabbi Tarfin. Rabbi Tarfin says what we're talking about here are the five tefach amma. Racham Omer Ba'amas Shisha, and the Racham say six. Other Rabbi Tarfin, Poshkin Ravavim. According to Rabbi Tarfin, the tfachim are longer because it's five for the amma. The Rabbanah are using the smaller ones, the more common ones that are used. Period. Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Shimon, Lakesh, Rabbi Yudah, Nasi, Lulav Tefach. Lulav has to have one extra Tefach beyond the Hadas and the Arava. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Levi, Ezov Tefach. The Ezov that's used for the purification of the mitzora, that we dip the Ezov and that we sprinkle on the mitzora, that has to be a Tefach long. Rabbi Zira wonders what Rabbi Shua ben Levi meant by saying Ezov Tefach. Lulav Tefach, Ezov Tefach? Is he adding on and saying they're both? Does he agree to the Lulav and he's just adding on Ezov? Or is he arguing? Rabbi Yossi, Kaimei, Rabbi Simon, was Mekayim and established Rabbi Shua ben Levi Shita as both, yeah. Because the father of Chidna Rabbi Simon, B'Shem Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Lulav Tefach, Ezov Tefach, Lulav is a Tefach and Ezov is a Tefach, Shofar is a Tefach, and the Shofar is also a tefach. The shear of a shofar has to be that you can hold it and it's visible from both sides, which is a tefach. That's shofar tefach. Shilya tefach. That's from Masechas Nida. Then an afterbirth, if it's a tefach long, so then you have to be nervous that a fetus is in there and there might be tumas leida and other halachos. But shilya tefach. V'yesh omrim, and some say avdofan shlishis tefach. Some say even the third wall of sukkah that we say shnayim kelchasan v'shlishis. Afilu tefach, so that's the minimum shear of the wall on the third side also. Rabbi Zira boy, lulav tefach milvad shizra, right? Maybe this is a, remember, boy is always unclear whether it means a question or a statement in the Yerushalmi. But lulav tefach milvad shizra, let's say it's a question, is the tefach that we need for the lulav beyond the spine, meaning it has to be from where the leaves start going out on top. You have to have a tefach there, which would mean one has to be very careful because not every lulav that we have nowadays has that. That it's a tefach beyond where the spine is altogether, where the leaves start going out on top. Is it that? Ezov tefach chutz mi givolin? Is the ezov by Taras and Mitzorah? Is that have to be a tefach besides the givolin, besides the kernels at the end? Rav Yossi, Rav Tovi, B'Shem Rav, Rav Chinav, Rav Panach, Rav Masa, Yossi, Bar Menashia, B'Shem Rav, Lulav Tefach Milvach Shizra, Ezov tefach chutz mi givolin. So yes, those shirim are besides the spine, and besides the givolin, so one has to be careful to have a lulav at least that length. Okay, periods. That's all lulav. As we know, this parak is very organized. We go through each of the dal and minim. So now we go through hadas. Hadas, hagazel, vayavish pasal. A hadas, stolen or dried out, is pasal. Shel asherah v'shel ir nidachas pasal. Also, asherah, it's a worshipped hadas, or ir nidachas pasal. As we've said, those have to be burned, and therefore there's no minimum shear. Kitur tzimechta shi'ure. Niktam rosho. Well, stop there for a minute. The kapos tamarim, one of the classic achronim on sukkah, the kapos tamarim, You know, Kapos Tamar is the one sefer that's Kapos Tamar is on Sukkah, and Tosefes Yom Kippur is on Yuma, and Yom Shur is on Rosh Hashanah. Right, Ibn Khabib, I think that's what his name is, one of the Achronim that wrote on the parts of these Masechtas. So again, he says here, what do you need a Mishnah for each of these? Like the first, the parts of the Mishnah, it's all the same. Lula Gadol Yavish Pasol, Hadas Gadol Yavish Pasol, Arava Gadol Yavish Pasol. It's all the same. So Igal Medak, Amai Tani Dina to Gadol Yavish, Bechol Min V'Min, Lirvinu V'Listinu, Dalin Minim Belulav, Gadol V'Yavish Pasol, all Dalin Minim Belulav. Just say it all together. So the real answer is because each one of them, besides the first line that's the same, has their own unique halachas also, as we'll get to. Right? Lulav and Hadas, they each have their own halachas. V'yesh lomar mishum da'aydi d'boi l'misni b'seifa psul she'yesh b'kal echad she'ein b'chaveiro l'kach t'ani dina d'gazov yavish b'chal chad minayu. We're going to have a separate Mishnah for any of them anyway. So even though the first line is the same, the second and third lines are not the same. So therefore, we just repeat the first line because we're going through each of the categories. Number one, inami, ihavi arvinu, if we would put them all together, hayinu toim, we would have mistakenly, the shema dafka hecha dekol minim heim gazol v'yavish pasol. Maybe I would have thought only if all of them are stolen or dried out, that's a problem. But if you have any of them that are not, then maybe that's good enough for dalan minim. So that's why we have to say each one of them separately. Avam yesh lo gimel minim she'eino gazov yavish, v'hamin adalad hi gazov yavish, v'ein lo acher yavarech alayim. I would have thought that's good enough. Kamash malan no, debekol echem min aminim posabal gazov yavish. Ava gav d'shar minim heim sheirim. Number two. I would have thought that they all go together, which is an amazing havamina. You might have thought that there's really one mitzvah of netilas lulav. And as long as most of them are okay, then it's the other one is like batel. And we don't need the requirements for that. Amazing. Inami, third shot. Hava mina, davka kisha gazal dalan minim de kapti inshi. If you stole all four, that's where people are makbid. Avo ba'anav shal hadas o arava de lo kapti inshi shadama muatin vuhu ilan she'ina osaperos lo shayach lepos lo mishim gazal. I would have thought maybe those, we'll have to get back to the Hashem. You would have thought that that's not such a significant thing. So it's not... If you put it all together, you wouldn't have realized that it's going on all four. Right? You would have thought maybe it's only going on Lulav and Esra, which are worth something, but the other ones are not worth much. So that's why maybe Hadassim nowadays are worth a little more. So he says that's what I would have thought. So that's why we have to put them all to get. You have to put them each have their own Mishnah. So that's an important kapos tomorrow. Three dais about why they're separately. Okay, we continue. Next time Rosho, if the hadas is the top of it is chopped off, we'll get to that more later. Nifritzu alav, or if, as we said, the leaves are ripped off, or all the leaves are cut in half and they're not ra'ui. Oshayu anavim ruas me alav, or the berries on the hadas are more than the leaves are. We'll talk about which berries possible. More berries than leaves is possible. V'miatan kasher. But if you took off the berries, then kosher. If you took off the berries before Yantif. Took off before Yantif. By the time Yantif starts, there's more leaves than berries. And okay, who cares how it grew? There are more berries. But if you took off the berries, then it is kosher. But you cannot be mimayat on Yantif. You cannot take off the berries on Yantif because that is an iser of tikkun. You are fixing your hadas, and therefore you're not allowed to do that. There is the Gemara in the Bavli that does not appear here in the Yerushalmi. The Bavli on this Mishnah on Daf Lama Gimel, right? The Mishnah says you can't be misakited on Yantif. The Bavli quotes Reb Lezer Reb Shimon that you can mimaatin. You can be mimait on Yantif. You can take off the berries on Yantif Sukkot morning. I fuck a misakin mana be Yantif. Isn't that tikkun? So you're not allowed. How are you allowed to do that according to Blazer Reb Shimon? Amar Avashi, you're going shalikton la'achila. No. You were hungry in the morning. That's why you took off the berries. You had kavana to take off the berries. You saw some berries on the hadas. You were hungry that morning. You didn't have kavana. Reb Blazer Reb Shimon, savala kavuen. Reb Blazer Reb Shimon holds like his father, Davar Shein Miskavin, his mutter. And therefore, that's why taking off the berries is okay. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. This is not Davar Shein Miskavin. This is Psegresha. It's a great sheet. Take off the berries, it's gonna make a hadas. So how could Reb Shimon allow you to, even if your kavana is to take off the berries because you want to eat them, so why would it be allowed? Answer, hachamayaskinon de isle hoshana achrisi. You have another one. You have plenty of hadasim, right? You ate some berries from this one. That's not a psikresha that it's tikkun, Right? If it's not Sukkos, is there a problem? Like eating grapes. Same kind of thing. Eating grape, taking the grapes off of the stem on Shabbos. That's not a problem. That's not a malacha. So let's say you have another hadas. You have 20 hadasim. So you're just eating these berries. Later on, you decide, you know what? This is actually a nice one. So I'm going to use this one. So that's the case. It's not tikkun. It's not psik resha because islay hoshana achrisi. That is the Gemara. When the Rambam quotes this, this is the question of the Rambam. When the Rambam quotes this in Ches Hey, the Rambam quotes Hadas Shenikdam. We'll get to the first part of that Rambam. That's fascinating. We'll show a little bit later. The Rambam says, Veima matar osa biyatif lefrei shehu kimisakein. Right? If you're not reminding up because it is kimisakein. Ovar v'liktan, if you violated and did it, we don't pass like goes Rav Shimon l'chachila, right? But if you did, ovar v'liktan, osha liktan echad l'achila, or you did one by one to eat, harizah kosher. Harizah kosher. If you took them off one by one to eat, harizah kosher. Ask the Arsameach here, what do you mean? The Rambam left out a line, right? Islay oshan achrisi. Why doesn't he quote that that line here? He says, quote that, it's not a psikresha. He says, ovar v'liktan, Oshaliktan echad echad achi, or is a kasher? Or is a kasher? If it was a sikresha, so then it should be a problem as Maisa Shabbos. So why does the Rambam seem to say that it's okay even without a Hoshana Achrisi? So the Magad Mishnah has one question. He asked this question. Umiyasugi shalsham nira demoto lakta lachila, which called Rabbeinu, Ela shalsham itzri choshi lohadas acher latseispo, halafa achabishu miskavin lachila usser. Such because of Rabbeinu, Oshaliktan Echad, our girsa is echad echad la achila. The Magad Mishnah says it must be a different girsa. A shalikton acher. One of them is an acher, meaning you have a different one. So it's alluding to that nusach. Ratzalar Misha eino tzorach latseis pahadas. V'zeh barer. Says the Arsameach, don't change the Rambam's girsa. Wait, that's not the girsa that we have. So the Arsameach says, no. This is a yesod that we've discussed in Psik Resha a long time ago. And that is, if it's possible to do something without the psik resha, then even in this case, if it's a psik resha, it could be that it's mutter, and it's not called a psik resha. But the Arsameach is based on the Shiltiki Borim and the Ran and the Rashba in Shabbos. The case of the Mishnah there where you have a deer in your house, somehow a deer got into your house. And you want to go for a Shabbos walk on Friday night. But you have a deer in your house, you can't get out of your house. But you want to lock your house because you don't want to leave it open. So the Mishnah seems to say that you can just close the door. As long as you don't have kavanah to trap the deer, you can just close the door because that's your kavanah, just to be shomer the house, not to trap the deer. So the Rashba says, what are you talking about? Psik resha. So the Shulchan Aruch there seems to say, no, if you're a kavanah, usually closing a door doesn't mean trapping an animal. Usually that's what it means. So even though in this situation it happens to be that you're trapping an animal, that's not called psik resha. So the Arsameach quotes, because it's possible, because plenty of time you have other hadasim, so cutting off these branches, cutting off these berries is not going to be a problem of psik resha. Again, that's a big topic, but it's on this Mishnah. He said, to call she yachol lias adavar hamechuvan meito below psik resha, af ki yavar adei psik resha gam kein shari. And he quotes from the Rashi and Zvachim about sprinkling on the Mizmeach. The chulu kivan de im isle oshan achrisi lo avi tikkun klal. If he would have a oshan achrisi, it wouldn't be a tikkun. V'yochol eskavin liskayim hamechuvan shelo lakei lachila below malach. It's not defined as a psik resha. Ki yaver belesle oshan achrisi gam kein shari the mikri davshin miskavin the miskavin matzi the mechuvan matzi lios below tikkun klal. V'zeh nachon. Okay, so, but that's important arsameach, but it's on this mishnah. Okay, we continue. Ksiv, how do you know what a hadas is? Va'anaf eitz avos. So you have an anaf, you have a shoot of a twined branches. We're talking about a branch that its leaves cover most of the twig, most of the branch. The ole kim in kliya, and it goes up in a braided way. Veza zez ehadas. That's a hadas. Imte merzesa. All it says is an afetz avos. So maybe it's an olive tree. Imte merzesa. It doesn't work. Ole kim in kliya vein anaf of chofen es rubo. No, but that only fits one of the ingredients needed, not the other. Maybe it's braided, but it's not, doesn't cover most of the stalk. Imtem or zarguna, if it's a zarguna branch, whatever that is, anaf of chofanas as robo, veinola, kamiklia, vezezez a hadas. So it has to be a hadas. The Gemara in the Bavli has other suggestions. One is like this thorny type of branch. Maybe this is the hadas. The Gemara says that can't be, because it can't be that the branch that you take is going to make you bleed every time you take it. because it has thorns. And that's where the Gemara says, Durcha Darche Noam. Chia bar Ada b'shem Reb Shimon Lakish, b'mashchiro shanu. The types of berries that are problematic are the black ones. The blackberries, if you have more berries than leaves, that's the problem. Lama, why are blackberries a problem? Two days. Mishum in a domos late. So number one, because it doesn't look nice. It doesn't look like the stalk. These are green and these are black and it's a problem of hadar. So in a domos late. So or omishum chenigmar piria. Or do we say no? When they're black, then they are fully ripened. And the Torah says you have to take an anaf etz avos, a branch with leaves, not a branch with berries. And therefore, if they're already fully ripe, then that's a chisaron of the definition of what you're supposed to take. But the Karban Eda says, etz ksiv velo pri, or the Pnei Moshe, anaf etz avos velo pri shalo. So 2 days. Why is it limited to blackberries? Is it because it doesn't look nice? It's a different color than the leaves? Or these are fully ripe? What's that afgamina? Manafak mi benehon? What if you have a type of berry that fully ripe is also green? So, mahayadarko lagadol yirokim. So in that case, ite rabishom shina domos la'it. So if you say the problem is because it doesn't look like the leaves, so then hare inon domos la'it. So then these would be okay. You know, they're fully ripe, but they're green. So okay. Have a but, and this is how you read the mafarshim say, but the Mishnah didn't make any distinctions. When the Mishnah said berries are a problem, didn't even mechalik between, the Mishnah didn't say black. So it must be the Mishnah assumes that there are even some kind of green berries that are a problem. So therefore it must be that we hold like the second reason. Havilo taima di la mishum shenigba piria. The reason must be because it's fully ripe, and therefore if it's fully ripe, even if it's green berries, it would be a problem. Because the issue is you have to take a branch with leaves, not a branch with its berries. And therefore, the maskana of the Yerushalmi here is that we go like the second reason, not the first reason. It's against the Bavli. The Bavli holds like the first reason, not the second reason. And therefore, the maskana, only the blackberries are a problem. But even if there are green berries that are fully ripe, the Bavli would say that is okay. Period. So that is all Hadas. Next, we get to Arava. Arava gzula v'yevesha psula. Arava, gazlan yavesh, right? Stolen and dried out puzzle. Shel asheira v'shel erenidachas psula. Again, asheira erenidachas or puzzle. Niktam rosho nifritzu aleha. If the top is chopped off of the arava. And nifritzu aleha, or the branches are cut. Fahat seft safsafa psula. Type of safsafa, it's a fake arava. It does not grow, doesn't look like the other aravas, right? The leaves are circular instead of oval, as we'll see. Psula, kimusha, if they're wilted, it's not totally dried out. It's just, my mother used to say sad looking aravos, right? Kimusha, vishenashru mixas aleha, or some of the leaves fell off, vishel ba'al, or aravas that don't grow by the river. Meaning, even though it says arve nachal, that's not ma'akev. Right, even if it's Baal, if it grows by a field that's watered by the rain, right? Baal, Kadosh Baruch Hu was the Baal Abayis, Baal HaOlam, so Shel Baal, Ksheira, that's kosher. Says the Karban Eidam, Vishel Baal, Shegadla Besadeh, Velo Benachal Ksheira, even if it grows in a field and not by the Nachal Ksheira, Delo Nomar, Avi Nachal, Elo Shedibra Kasuv, Behoveh. It's just commonly grows by the water source, but it's not Ma'akev. Period. There's an important Tosas Rid. This Tosas Rid comes up later on in the Mems. But the Tosas Rid wonders, we know the halacha is that if somebody steals something that is not Shave Pruta, there is no Chiyav Hashava. The Rambam says you're not allowed to steal it. You're not allowed to steal even Pachas B'Shavar Pruta. Also Ligzol Kol Shehu. But if I steal it, there's no Chiyav Hashava. So ask the Tosas Rid. If you steal a had, is an arava, let's take an arava. One arava, how much is one arava worth? The Tosas Rid assumes, maybe in Italy, hadasim also, that it's worth less than a shavar pruta. So why are hadasim and aravos, gezulos, a problem? Right? You have no chiv to return them. So if you have no chiv ashava, shouldn't that, remove the status of guzzle? You did not vera, fine, you stole. You violated. But as we just spoke about in the last year, Mitzvah Baveira requires a Heftza, no? It's a Heftza that's labeled as Gazel. But if you don't have to return this, there's no Chiyav HaShava, so shouldn't that basically make it Lachem? it's yours, and therefore you can use it. So why does the Mishnah say, both by Hadas and by Arava, that it is a problem? V'kasha, this is the Tosas Rid on Daf Mem Aleph in Sukkah. V'kasha, I think the Magen Avraham might quote this Tosas Rid. V'kasha, kivan to call midi she'ino sheva pruta lo chashiv mamon lemechal hekta shalei. Right, you can't even be makdash, you can do anything with it. Iyachi gam gezel nami lo yikra. Amaitnan Hadas ha'gazol v'hayav pasol v'arava gzula psula. Why does it say that Hadassim and Arava was stolen our pasul? V'harei im tovo bedin, if the guy I stole the Arava's from, you know, tries to take me to Bezdin, ain Bezdin is kakam, l'pachal b'shem repruta. Bezdin is not going to open the case for that case. V'ain yachol ha'nigzal l'hotzio b'dayanim. And the question is, v'have kididei, v'karina bei shelachem. Right, says the Tosas Reed, doesn't it, you know, he's like leading up to like a big rejection here, but he says, don't you say that if there's no chiyav hashava, it's called yours, and it's called lachem, and therefore there shouldn't be a problem of gazol, kid to amrinan, and he compares it to shinui maisa. Just like you do a shinui maisa becomes yours, so to pachadosh repruta. That's an unbelievable comparison. Maha connection, right, between you mishana something, but what's the connection? They both don't have a chiyav hashava. So just like Shini Maisa doesn't have a chiyav hashava, so too Pachas Rav Huda doesn't have a chiyav hashava. And if Shini Maisa is yours, so too this should be yours. Ki echi dehatu niyachal tziyah badayanim, bepnei sheshinuhu ve'ein lo alav el adamim, hu adinami hacha, kiven she'ein bo shavar prutein niyachal tziyah badayanim, v'amai lo yatsabo. So Tshuva, what's the answer? The answer is going to be, no. Don't compare. Shinui Maisa, it's a different chafza. It's a different chafza. That's why there's no chiyav hashava. Don't just go, no chiyav hashava, no chiyav hashava. But Shini Maisa, it's a different chefza, that's why there's no chiyav hashava. And that's why it's lachem. But here, pachad shera pruta, okay, you don't have a chiyav to return it. But, that doesn't make it yours. Right, the Tosafot comes up here with a chiddush gadol, that you can have something that you don't have a chiyav to give back, but it's still not yours. Right, they don't go together. Tshuva, kishagazal davar she'im bo shera pruta, afal pishin yachal otiyah badayanim. Even though we can't get it out from you, the lav bar hashavahu mikomakom hagozel b'maiknao. Still, you stole it. With what were you kona it? V'yavah b'yishena chashuva gezela etzel hanigzal rachmana kapit alei. Maybe mitzad the nigzal is not stolen, but mitzad God it is. And therefore, kivet lo haviyadidei upasla mishum gezela. Wow. V'zeh domeh, v'chul, and he continues, v'u adena mihach, avagad l'ayi nigzal lo chashiv egzela, etzal ha-borei chashuv egzela. Hashem thinks it's stolen. Kivan delo kana b'klum, v'lo karina b'lachem. V'en yochal l'kayim b'ha mitzvah. You can't do a mitzvah. Aval amasa b'shini maisa, avay shen chayav l'itin l'gzal klum, sh'ein bo shev pruta, kasher kivan di yavi b'y shev pruta, havi kani. Okay, he continues that. That's an important Tosas Rid. Regarding the definitions of gzela, and you can have a limbo status in the middle where there's no chiyav hashava, but it's still not lachem. It's still not yours. Okay. Says the Mishnah about Arava, also stolen Aravas. Says the Mishnah. Says the Gemara. Ksiv arvei nachal. So arvei nachal. Inli elishal nachal. I only know that if it actually grows next to the river, it's kosher. Shel bal v'shel harim minayin. How do I know if an Arava doesn't grow by the river, but it grows in the mountains or by fields that are rained on? Tamalomar va'arvei. Va'arvei plural includes aravas that grow by the nachal and aravas that don't grow by the nachal. Abishalomer, no. Arvei teaches me something else. Arvei nachal shtayim arava lululav v'arava lemikdash. Right, arvei plural is teaching me that you need arava in your one of the dalad minim. And we're going to learn later in the Masechta, there's a special mitzvah of going around the Mizbeach every day with a special Arava and a Hoshana Rama going around seven times, right? So that's learned, that's alluded to in this plural language, Arvei. The Tanakama doesn't learn, Arvei to teach me that. So the Tanakama must hold it is a halacha lamosha misinai. The Arava Shebe Mikdash, the whole halacha of going around the Mizbeach. Every day and seven times on Hoshana Rabbah, that's all Achmash Misina. It's not alluded to in the Pasuk, but Abishol says it's Arvei. Imkein Lama Nemar Va'arvei Nachal. So if it's teaching me the Lulav, if it's Lav Dafka, that the Aravos have to be next to a Nachal. So why are they called Arve Nachal? Prat l'tzavtzava. Because it's excluding some. Tzavtzava is totally not like Arve Nachal. Arve Nachal is describing the type. It's not saying actually it has to be there. Tzavtzava is not like Arve Nachal. In what way? Ezui tzavtzava ha'asui kimin magal. It has the different types of leaves. The leaves are like a sickle. Like they're all pointed in a one direction. Taniha suya kimin magabsula. If the leaves are like a magabsula, that's like considered a tzivtzafa. Kimin masark sheir. If they look like a saw, they're more in the middle and the points are coming out for the serrated points on both sides. That's ksheira. Ezuhi arava psula. What's an arava psula? Ola agul. If the leaves are circular, the kanalavan and the stem is all white. That's not a good arava. Vezuhi arava ksheira. Ala aruch. Vikana adom. If it has more of an oval, a stretched out leaf like we have, and kane adom, and the stem is red. Stem is red. Sometimes you have a little redness on the rava. So that's the what an arava looks like. Arava looks like, as we know, it looks like lips, right? That's what the medrash in Parshas Emor says, that the dal and minim are all keneged different parts of our body. The esrog is the heart, kind of looks like a heart. The lulav is the spine. And the hadassim are the eyes, and the aravos are the lips, and that's what they look like lips, and that's the connection. And we discussed, I think, back in the Hakdama, why three out of the four, the numbers work out. One esrog and one heart, and one spine and one lulav, two aravos and two lips, three hadassim and two eyes. Right, so we discussed then the Shem and Atov's comment that maybe it's referring to either, he says, the eye of Havana, there's two eyes. There's the eye of seeing and the eye of understanding, or the three eyes that a Jew sees in the three tenses, past, present, and future, right? We see our past doing what we can in the present to be able to establish a future that we will be proud of. Okay, so we have so far the Mishnah of, and there's a lot more there, but we'll continue. So we have the Mishnah of Lulav, we have the Mishnah of Hadas, we have the Mishnah of Arava, and we would be expecting the next Mishnah to be the Mishnah of Esrog, but we don't. First, there's a discussion of how many of everything do we need? So Rabbi Yishmael Omer, the Taz in Hilchos Sukkah discusses, what is this doing here? Right? Why don't we just go straight? So the Taz suggests, maybe it's to emphasize that everything here is going to be about Hadassim and Arava, so not just about Hadassim, as we'll see. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, how many Minim do you have to have? Shlosha Hadassim, Mishtei Aravos, Lulav Echad, Vesrog Echad. That's what we do. Rabbi Yishmael says, the numbers. Va'afilu, afilu, you're allowed to have more? Are you allowed to have more? So I don't think anybody's taken more than one lulav at one time, or esrog, but what about hadassim and arava? Some have the minhag to have more. So Tosas quotes in Sukkah. Tosas quotes here in Sukkah. Yeah, can have more if you want. Lamed Dalad, Amid Beis. Tosfos says, afilu nosein kama hadassim, v'kama aravos, belulav ein ze baltosif. Ein ze baltosif is not a baltosif because you're just adding on to more of the mitzvah. You're not adding on a different min. A different min would be a problem, and doing it on the day after Sukkot would be a problem of baltosif. But adding on is not a problem, says the Tosfos and the Rambam. The whole question about the Rambam, you're allowed to hadassim or aravos, and the Rambam was chozerbo in a tshuva, and they asked his son, the Rabbi Avraham and a Rambam. So it's a whole question exactly what the Rambam's shita is, because if you look in the Mishnah Torah and you look in the Mefarshim, it's not 100% clear. Look in Zion. That's where the Rambam is. In Ratzon Lahosif Bahadas, you can. Mosif v'noy mitzvahu. Avol shar minim ein mosifin al minyanim. Ve'in garen mehen ve'im hosif ogora. Two gersos. Pasal or lo pasal. Right? In the brackets. So very unclear. This is a lot. It's a lot here. The Rambam must have thought about this and maybe changed his mind. The Kesef Mishdir quotes a Rambam and a Rambam. Okay. So v'afilu shtayim kedumim ve'echad sheino katam. Rabbi Shmuel says three adasim. Even if the top, two of them are chopped off on top. They're still okay. The Gemara will have two different understandings why that might be. Is it because Rabbi Yishmael really only needs one? Really only needs one. So that's why only one has to be not cut. But the other two are, you know, just hiddur mitzvah. Or do we say no? Right? He requires three. But even if it's katum, you know, it's okay. Rabbi Tarfon Omar, afilu shloshen ketumin. Even if all three are chopped off on top, Rabbi Tarfon says that is okay. That's not a problem of a lack of hadar. Rabbi Akiva Omer, kishem shalulav echad v'esrog echad, ka'achadas echad v'arava achas. One of each. Rabbi Akiva says one of each. The Meiri, here on our Gemara says maybe, why would Rabbi say k'tumin is okay? It could be the Meiri has this deya that maybe the Hadar is only going on the Lulav and the Esrog, right? Because after all, Priates Hadar, Kapos Tamarim. So the Lulav is right next to the Esrog in the Pasuk. So maybe Hadar is going on that. And then afterwards, you have the Hadas and the Rabbah. So maybe Hadar is only going on the Lulav and Esrog. And that's why you could have Ketumim, according to Rebbe Tarfon. That is okay. There is a mysterious line in the Ravid. On this line, the Rambam Paskins here in Ches Hey, like I wrote said before, Hadas Shenektam Rosho, Kusher. Rambam Paskins, if you chopped off Hadas is Kusher. Nasher Rovalov and Mishrei Vechulu, and he continues. Says the Ravid here, Amar Avram, Kfar Hofia Ruach HaKodesh Bebeis Medrashenu. Right, he says that a few times in his commentary. A line like, I had a divine vision. It's a whole machlokas achronim. Does this really mean he had Eliyahu Navi came to teach him and you're allowed to quote Eliyahu Navi to teach you halacha? Or does this just mean he had siyata d'shmaya in his learning? It doesn't really mean that he had. So that's the question here. But here he says this a few times. Kfar Ofiyah, he says this in the base habchir halacha about kedusha kisha l'shaita, kisha l'slavu. Kfar Ofiyah ruach hakodesh beis rosheinu. Mikama shanim. The Ha'alenu Shu Pasul, Kastan Mishnazenu, the Divir Abitarf and Shamar Fish Lashan Ktum Ksherim, and Yanacheru, Veloshinektam Rosho, Vakal Bora Bechibarenu, Umakam Hanicholimashamayim. Right, we have a Hilchas Lulav that the Ravid wrote on Mesech HaSukkah. So that's what he's referring to. And we have the Ramban's comments on that Ravid with the Hilchas Lulav. So he says, Nektam Rosho have a different shot. But really, it can't be, he argues on that Ramban. Okay. A little bit more. Rabbi Shmuel Darash, Pri Eitz Hadar, Echad. Kapos Tamarim, Echad. Anaf Eitz Avos, Shlosha. Why Shlosha? Because there's three words. Anaf Eitz Avos. That's why three. Arve Nachal, two words, Shtayim. Shtei Dalios, Acha, Sheina Ketuma. And even if two of them are clipped, then one of them is not. That's the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Afilu Shlosh Tan Ketuma. And even if all three are Katam. Rabbi, I guess, let's stop here for Rabbi Bama Mamal. Hashem, we'll continue with that next time here in Lulav HaGazel.